lots of problems.
I'm sure you have.
Wait just a minute. Yes, sir.
All right, now there's a friend of your family named McKinney who's getting out a book about you, and he does an excellent job of printing. He needs a color photograph of you to go on the frontispiece. Can you make a note and have somebody send it to me,
yeah,
and I'll deliver it to him?
What the hell's he getting? He don't know enough to write a book.
Well, he's just using pictures, really. It's gonna be all right. He's been down to Fredericksburg and Stonewall, and he's getting out a sort of promotion piece for him.
For who?
For you.
Well, I just sent him not do it.
Well, do you know this boy McKinney?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
You want me to tell him that? I don't know whether I can tell him.
I tell him a lot of books coming out now, and I'm not very strong on these books because it's a pretty fast league, and I don't have the impression that he has enough knowledge of the.
Well, I'm kind of afraid you're correct in that, but he does do an excellent job of printing.
Well, I know it, but
the country does a better job than he does.
Yeah, I would tell him he ought to go slow on it.
All right. Now my next question: Did you see Jack Knight's story that he runs in his notebook every Saturday?
I saw one. I don't know. I've forgotten, Houston. I believe I saw it. Yeah.
He sort of took Mr. Miller to task.
Yeah, I don't remember it. I'm just honestly. All right.
Now the three. We haven't sent you your turkey. Now, I was to ask Walter, and he was to tell me whether you can send the President of the United States a turkey, as we have done for a great many years.
I'd wait until we get down here.
Send it there?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, I got a letter from John this morning in reply to my letter, and my conversation with him.
Yeah.
He says, I'm sorry I can't completely agree with you, but he's not resisting my arguments very much.
Yeah.
I don't think he's gonna. I think he figures he's got his hands full.
Yeah. Well, he ought to. He oughtn't to get in there and start a fight. I just hope they don't. And I think that he and Shivers talked around over Texas so damn much that they got him an opponent. They hadn't.
I'm afraid maybe that was the deal. Although I think that if Ralph had really been what he should have done, he could have stopped it.
No, he didn't want anybody announcing. Everybody just nervous as a whore in church. He didn't want anybody announcing, but our people were talking all the time that somebody had to run. They were going to get somebody to run. So the other strategy is they did say, well, we'll just put one in the race right now and then let you come on and do what you want to. And they're just amateurs. They were just amateurs, but we can't do anything about it. If they just get in a fight, well, we'll just have to side off and let them fight. But I hope they don't. I hate to oppose John, but I may have to.
Well, he's
John can't run Texas and Washington, too, and he ought to make up his mind. I don't try to run Texas. I haven't told him a damn person to appoint. I don't know whether your senator ought to be reelected or another one ought to be reelected or not, and he ought to quit trying to run Washington. And Shivers never has been able to run Washington, and they ought to just stay out of it.
Well,
it's going to cause him more trouble than he gets, but I can't, he's a mighty smart boy.
Well, I don't want to take any more of your time, but whenever we can do anything, will you call it?
I love you and thank you a lot.
Okay.
Bye.
come true.